News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Brightside Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And yes, I do believe I say that in my sleep sometimes now. but you know what? It's also, I just feel like it's this part. Somebody asked me the other day, how'd you come up with that byline? I don't know. It's just like, it's like part of who I am. It's just like, it kind of flowed. And so there it is. Solid, conservative, just plain right. That describes the show right there. Not the least of which is the fact that it's a play on words, which I kind of like too. Going to the next part of my triple dipper for the day. Spent the whole first section there talking about state action. How important it is that we have people working in our state government who will do the things that reflect what the state asked for when they voted them in. Now, I granted, we have Democrats in the state. We have some liberals in the state. And granted, we have some moderates in the state. And then we have those who don't care. They're opportunists. They'll take whoever can give them something. But by and large, politically, if you were to poll this state, this is a conservative, red meat kind of state. No way around it. That's why you see the little bumper stickers that some people have. It's a red square with a blue dot in it. And if you look close, it says very closely, it says, just another blue dot in an overly red state. That's because they know they're outnumbered. This is a red state, a conservative state, not just a Republican state, because Republican and conservative don't always mean the same thing, right? True. But that being said, this is a conservative state. So who we elect should reflect who we are. And then who we elect should also push for things that we can see happening in other places. You know, when I come on here, my job is to do what I call the four E's, to educate, to enlighten, to entertain, and to empower you to hopefully, you know, have those water cooler conversations. You know, you can just at a moment's notice when someone brings up that thing, you could say, oh, you know what? I heard this thing the other day on Right Side Radio. And that's the goal. And part of it right now is to help you see not just what liberals are doing, but what so-called conservatives are not doing. Well, the next part of that is this, the triple dipper today. I'm calling it, I basically gave you the question as a title. Number two on the triple dipper is teaching what with public dollars? Now, I'm not just talking about schools. You may be thinking, oh, he's about to jump on critical race theory in the schools. I've got a little bit of that, but I'm also talking about a lot of other stuff. Things that should not be happening with public dollars. Sometimes it's in the school system. Sometimes it's on PBS, public broadcasting, paid for with public dollars. Sometimes it's like in our public libraries. Why are they holding sessions on that? We'll talk about that in a minute. Sometimes it's in places like in our military. Why in God's name would the military be holding symposiums advancing the cause of socialism? I'm not kidding. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Why are all these things happening? Why is China establishing Confucius Institutes inside Alabama universities, among many other states, by the way, where they tout the benefits of being like China? I mean, all this stuff, by the way, is happening in either facilities paid for by public dollars, in curriculum paid for by public dollars, or hosted by organizations that are funded fully by public dollars. Classic case. Here we go. You ready? Just last year, I want to remind you, Alabama A&M, right here in our listening area, Alabama A&M, story off of AL.com from April last year, Alabama A&M, their executive committee voted to close the Confucius Institute at the university. We had two of them in the state of Alabama, Alabama A&M and Troy State University. Now, Troy State University, as far as I know, still kept theirs. What that basically is, Confucius Institutes are funded by the Chinese government. And they are designed solely for the benefit of teaching Chinese culture and the love of all things China, to include the benefits of the Chinese way of government. Congressman Mo Brooks, who's running for the U.S. Senate now, but serves in Congressional District 5 right now from this area, he's a critic of these. He's come out really hard on these. In fact, he was one of the ones that made sure that an amendment was put into the National Defense Authorization Act that said that the Defense Department would not provide grants, contracts, or other funds to universities that hosted Confucius Institutes. As a result of that, Last year in April, Alabama A&M decided to close down the Confucius Institute classes that they had. Okay, that's big doings. However, Troy State University, to the best of my knowledge, has maintained theirs. They have. I will make note that one of the trustees at the board, or at the board of trustees at Troy State University, used to be a legislator who took a trip to China, paid for by the Chinese government, not long before he became a trustee. Oh yeah, that happened. And then one of the only people who voted against a bill to defund them in the state of Alabama also went on that same trip. Yeah. Why are they teaching the benefits of being the Chinese government in our state-funded universities? More like this when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, that, so Copper, that last ad that was playing right there, that last kind of, you know, WVNN specific ad just a minute ago, it had a little, in the background, you hear it, it sounded like a phone ringing. That was the intro to us. Do what?
Oh, dear.
No, no, it was good. It was good. It was part of a song is what I'm about to get to.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, let me go ahead and rephrase. No, it wasn't recorded over a phone, but we got to get that as a bump, because what that was, by the way, was the lead-in to a song by a group called Space Hog. You may never have heard of Space Hog.
Afraid not.
So Space Hog, had a great song. It's called Resident Alien, I believe. And it was like a one-hit wonder, but it's a cool song. Anyway, we got to get that as a bump is what I'm saying. We got to up the bumps. Charlene says it was time to get new bumps. So we're going to work bumps sometime soon. How about that?
All right. I'll look into it.
All right. Why is it I can feel you rolling your eyes through the microphone? I should not be able to feel you rolling your eyes through the microphone.
guilty.
and there's confession attached to it. All right. Okay. Back on what I was doing before. Before I jump into it, let me just tell you, folks, I'm going to be telling you in a little while about a big event coming up for the Alabama Policy Institute, at which I am the keynote speaker. I'd love for you guys to be there. I want to meet some of my Right Side ruffians, and I've got a discount on tickets for you, so stay tuned. I'm going to tell you more about that in a little while. Right now, though, let me jump back into number two on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this whole section Teaching What with Public Dollars? And it's not just in Alabama. A moment ago, I told you about those Confucius Institutes, and we had them at Alabama A&M. Now, that one shut down. It shut down because, thanks to Congressman Mo Brooks, and truthfully, it also shut down because the Young Republicans of Alabama, that's right, the Young Republicans of Alabama made a fuss about this. They made this a platform issue for their organization, and they protested, and they called legislators, and they made stuff happen. And I was so proud of these guys. I know a lot of them personally. I happen to serve on the board for the Young Republicans of Alabama, the Board of Advisors. Was on a call with them not long ago, and just very cool. I mean, that board is made up of some really interesting people. Myself, former State Party Chairman Terry Lathan, former U.S. Attorney General and U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, Secretary of State John Merrill. There's a number of others. I know I'm forgetting a few, but anyway, State Representative Connie Rowe. Great group. Anyway, all that to say, the Young Republicans made something happen. That's what brought it to everybody's attention. Well, the next things I'm going to show you, though, in terms of teaching what with public dollars, I mean, come on. Here's a situation. This is dated yesterday, story off of Fox. Fox News, a finance professor at the University of Texas at Austin, which, by the way, is a liberal bastion in the middle of Texas, all right? Austin, the city of Austin, has become quite the liberal venue, but nonetheless, still a beautiful place. But a finance professor at the University of Texas at Austin went viral this week, according to the story yesterday on Fox News, because he voiced his opposition to the fact that the school literally adopted a resolution. They called it Defending Academic Freedom, but they specifically said that it should be allowed to teach critical race theory in the classrooms. Now, here's the deal. He makes a great point. He didn't just come out and say, I oppose critical race theory. What he says is, quote, here you go, you ready? You're promoting the idea that academic freedom is the collective right of the faculty to decide which ideas are allowed on campus. It's not the individual right of the faculty to express their own ideas. That's not what academic freedom means. And he basically went on to say, it's a stunning hypocrisy if you're going to include things like race and gender theory as a part of what should be included in academic freedom, because by specifying that race and gender theory have to be taught, you have removed the ability to have academic freedom, because now they have to teach those things. So basically what he's saying is, this is jacked up. If you're going to say it's about academic freedom and giving the opportunity for, you know, freedom of discussion, freedom of expression, then you should not be able to say you can't oppose critical race theory. And basically they did. On the public dime, by the way. How about this one? All of you green suiters and Department of Defense folks out there in the Huntsville and Redstone Arsenal area, stand by. You ready? This one was sent to me by an active duty officer. First time I brought to my attention. Freebeacon.com, a conservative website, but nonetheless news, dated 2 days ago. The Pentagon's latest strategy to promote socialism to combat China. Dude, what? Yes. All right, as a retired Army officer, this one gets all under my skin, all right? Right now, we're being reported, the Pentagon is slated to host an event on Wednesday. That was yesterday, actually. Making, quote, the case for global justice and democratic socialism as a means to combat China's rise, which is sparking a lot of fuss on Capitol Hill. The event is titled, here, are you ready for this? The event is titled, Responding to China, the Case for Global Justice and Democratic Socialism. Yep. Being hosted by the Institute for National Strategic Studies, a department of the National Defense University, which, if you're not familiar, by the way, that's the Pentagon's top policy shop, right? That's where Pentagon theory, that's where milspeak is developed, is at the National Defense University. It's basically being hosted by the Pentagon. It's a Department of Defense initiative that studies global challenges. The featured speaker, using your tax dollars, by the way, in your Pentagon, as he touts the benefits of what is largely considered to be our biggest adversary on the world stage, is a guy named Thomas Piketty. He's a French economist. Let me just read you this and see how you feel about it. You ready? All right, all you veterans, all you green suiters, all you conservatives, stand by. Featured speaker Thomas Piketty, a French economist, will argue that the right answer to addressing China's rise, quote, lies in ending Western arrogance and promoting a new emancipatory and egalitarian horizon on a global scale, a new form of democratic and participatory ecological and post-colonial socialism. Shut up! That's the most arrogant, virtue-signaling quote I think I have ever heard. And it's being used in your Pentagon to teach a course on how approaching socialism might be the best way to combat China. No, that's how we become like China. Thank you very much. What he's saying there is, become more like China. Maybe they won't be your adversary, and we'll all live in harmony and sing kumbaya as things are good. No, it won't work that way at all. And by the way, we don't want socialism. Socialism has never worked in the history of the world. Look it up, Thomas Piketty, you French economist. Look it up. Show me where socialism has truly succeeded. Socialism always works until you run out of somebody else's dollars. And then it begins to cave in on itself under its own weight, bloated by expenses designed to make government the panacea for everyone's needs. It reduces incentive. It reduces the free market. It crushes capitalism. It basically crushes free thought because the government becomes the overarching. The government becomes God. And people like Thomas Piketty, the government probably is God. There's a quote in here as they reviewed some of the people who were responding. One young lieutenant on active duty told congressional investigators, sometimes I think we care more about whether we have enough diversity officers than if we'll survive a fight with the Chinese Navy. That's it. Now, speaking of this now, what are they teaching with your public dollars? Well, how about this? Washington Examiner reports as of 2 days ago, the military spent nearly 6 million man hours on climate, diversity, and extremism under Biden. All right, Biden's only been in office a little over a year. The U.S. military, according to the Washington Examiner, has dedicated nearly 6 million hours Since the start of the Biden administration on developing, preparing, delivering, attending, or assessing new plans to address climate change, diversity, and extremism. By the way, that is not a report that someone created. That's the information that was given by General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to Senator Jim Imhoff at his request. Oh, yes. 5.4 million of those hours were spent by military service members having to go through training related to perceived extremism. 539,000 hours were spent on issues related to diversity and inclusion. Oh my gosh. 1,059 hours were spent on issues related to the climate. Yeah. Your own Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama joined 11 other Republican members writing a letter back to Milley wanting to know why this was considered the priority and why it was considered something that our military needed to do. 6 million man hours in our U.S. military's time spent away from training focused on climate, diversity, and extremism on your dime, on your tax dollars. All right, right here in the state of Alabama, I told you the other day that the folks down in Mountain Brook, there's a group in Mountain Brook, by the way, that we gave an award to. It's called Mountain Brook Families. It's a conservative organization that formed when they realized that critical race theory was being used and taught and part of the teacher training in Mountain Brook City schools. And a group of parents said, oh, ha, ha, no, no. And they got busy and they went 300 parents rallied up and went down to a school board meeting last year. Well, that same group of parents is now checking things out again because AL.com reports 3 days ago that on the taxpayer dime, a program is in place called SEL. Now, they say SEL's been there for a while. Doesn't mean it's been good the whole time. It just means they just found out about it. SEL, oh gosh, what does it stand for? I just lost it. In my social emotional learning. So the program is called Social Emotional Learning. It's part of the training given to teachers in the Mountain Brook school system. They say it's designed to provide the specific skill and knowledge breakdown, supporting standards, and looking at how to deal with social and emotional learning. But however, the great deal of concern around this stems from the fact that it seems to imply that sexuality at a pre-puberty age is something that should be discussed and taken, you know, into conversations that the parents may not appreciate at all. Here's a quote from one Mountain Brook resident, a member of that group that's opposing it, says, "This education seems best at creating empathetic social justice warriors rather than well-rounded individuals that can think critically and behave courageously and act patriotically and demonstrate the variety of virtues that our country seems to be lacking and our state laws require to be taught." He said, "I can assure you the conservative side views these moves as antagonistic." God bless the parents in Mountain Brook who are going to bat every time they see something popping up in their system. All right, I'm in a section right now. I'm calling Teaching What with Public Dollars. We're going to move to a break right now. I'll come back and tell you a few more, like, I don't know, why is it that PBS using tax dollars is having Drag Queen Story Hour broadcast into your homes? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Teaching what with public dollars? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. More of this when I get back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you about ZLA Solutions. You probably heard the ad a few minutes ago. I know these folks personally. ZLA Solutions, they are one of the best around at getting people back to work. I mean, they had an epic year last year. It was their biggest one ever of putting people back to work. And so if you're looking for a job, you personally looking for a job, I'm talking to you. You're looking for a job. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. And when you go on that website, you'll find all kinds of job postings all over the northern part of our state especially. And they've got great pay. They told me the other day they've got jobs right now posted at $20 an hour. Yes. Some of them with benefits. I'm just saying, check them out. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need more employees, again, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They will do all the background checks, the recruiting, the drug testing, all of it. They'll get your workforce filled out. They will provide you the people you need. So I'm just saying, ZLA Solutions, they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they do, because they provide all the people that it takes to do the things your business needs. So folks, check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I'm in a section of the Triple Dipper right now I'm calling Teaching What with Public Dollars. Coming up top of the hour, one of my favorite things every week, we're going to do the Grand Council, myself and Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore. But before we get to that, let me tell you a few more things that are happening. I'll skip this story so I can get to the one that's going to be the most inflammatory. Oh, yeah. Okay, so again, brace yourself. So Drag Queen Story Hour is coming into homes on PBS. Storyline dated just last year, actually. It says parents need to be aware, according to CBN News. Parents need to be aware that Drag Queen Story Hour is returning, and this time it's not just at your local library. It could be coming to your own home. The story here reports that the Daily Wire did report. In that case, it was the New York City Department of Education and the public media company WNET partnered together for a new education television program called Let's Learn, geared towards kids ages 3 to 8. One of the latest episodes of the program features a drag queen named Little Miss Hot Mess. I have a feeling it's not a miss. Little Miss Hot Mess, yes, Copper, for ages 3 to 8. You got it. I can feel your eyes rolling through the microphone again. All right, so the drag queen reads and dances to a book that he wrote titled The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. It's a, yes, okay, you already know where that came from. And, you know, he doesn't even pretend, all right? The drag queen, Little Miss Hot Mess, says, I wrote the book because I wanted everyone to get to experience the magic of drag and get a little practice shaking their hips and shimmying their shoulders to see how we can feel fabulous inside of our own bodies. And that, by the way, is on PBS, funded by taxpayer dollars, geared towards kids ages 3 to 8 years old. Don't tell me they're not coming for our kids. Well, Franklin Graham had something to say about that. This whole thing about Drag Queen Story Hour at public libraries, by the way, it's happened right here. My understanding is, I think this last year we had one in Huntsville Public Library, if I'm not mistaken. We definitely had one down in Mobile. Yes, we did. Evangelical leader Franklin Graham lauded the efforts of parents and concerned community activists who were protesting efforts to bring the Drag Queen Story Hour to their local public libraries. He says in his tweet, he said, men in full drag reading books to kids at the public library, no wonder people are protesting. Yes, no wonder. Because it's not only just weird and wrong and not for kids, it's totally designed to try and, well, I mean, let's get around to it. Drag Queen Storytime literally has a website. They're an organizational effort. And they are designed to teach feminist fairy tales and gender fluid issues. And they say on the Drag Queen Story Hour, which, by the way, started in San Francisco, on their own website, so I'm quoting here, this is a quote, listen to me, liberals, I'm quoting, it's to create positive and unabashedly queer role models for children. And it has chapters, they say, in 40 states and other countries. With your public tax dollars. Who thinks that's a good idea? They're teaching what with your public dollars? How in the world does that ever get past the smell good test? I mean, literally, folks, the leftists are coming for your kids. They're doing it with our junior members of the military. They're doing it with our kids in public libraries. They're doing it with PBS. It's in the place of where we used to watch Sesame Street. Now they watch Drag Queen Story Hour. They're doing everything they can, and by the way, they're doing it with public tax dollars. And if that doesn't make you mad, I don't know what does. All right, enough of that. I'm about to bust a gasket over here. Coming up next, right here on Right Side Radio, the Grand Council with my friends Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. We'll see what kind of conservative thought we can triumphant come together on. We'll be right back.